KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Sundusi Municipality says the power cut that affected Northdale Hospital last week was caused by a cable fault at the Riverside Primary substation. Parts of the medical facility were left in the dark last week following the area-wide outage. One of the hospital's three generators also malfunctioned. Images circulated on social media showed staff cooking patients' meals over firewood outside the facility. Municipal spokesperson Ndobeko Mkhize says teams acted swiftly to locate the fault and followed all necessary technical steps to safely restore power supply.
While any outage is regrettable, we can confirm that the municipality's response and restoration time was in full compliance with the NRS 047 standard, which sets out acceptable service levels for electricity supply in South Africa. Power supply was restored within the required time, which is 24 hours. We appreciate the patience of the affected communities and institutions.
A man has started serving his sentence for the rape and murder of a teenager in Ngqutu in northern KZN. The 24-year-old was handed two life terms by the regional court. He allegedly had been courting the 15-year-old girl in 2022. She was later found dead outside a rendezvous. During the trial, the prosecutor revealed the family had hopes for the young victim getting employment and uplifting her community. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkisunkara.
In addition to the double life sentence, he was declared unfit to possess a firearm, and the court ordered that his name is entered into the National Register for Sex Offenders. The NPA hopes that sentences of this nature serve as a deterrent for like-minded individuals.
Finance Minister Enoch Odongwana says he will not step down over the budget saga.
I was within my constitutional parameters to table a money bill. What then happened, because of the nature of the coalition politics, we couldn't find consensus, both in cabinet and in the legislature. I'm not going to put blame on anybody, but that process on its own is messy. We all have learned from it.
The MK party is bringing a motion of no confidence against the minister after he made a U-turn on the 0.5% VAT increase that had been due to kick in tomorrow. The party is accusing the minister of handling the matter recklessly. Godongwana says the decision lies with the president. Godongwana says investors and ratings agencies aren't shaken as they're familiar with coalition politics, especially in advanced economies. Meanwhile, a revised budget will be tabled in 3 weeks' time. And the African Union has lifted sanctions against Gabon. The Central African nation was suspended from the organization following a coup in August 2023. A meeting of the Peace and Security Council of Gabon's political transition reviewed the processes and found them to be generally successful. The statement said Gabon would be welcome to immediately resume its participation in the activities of the AU. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.